Hello. Hello, this is Will calling from Minnesota Opinion Surveys. We are conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions. Do you have a few minutes to participate?
No, I'm busy.
Are you? For real? You don't have like 5 or 10 minutes at the most?
What question are you asking?
It's about local community organizations working on community issues.
Okay.
Such as... Okay, thank you. First question, can I have your zip code, please?
My zip code, where I am?
Yeah, the zip code, yeah, the zip code where you're at, yep.
Sometimes I can't remember it on my head. I have to look where I've written.
Oh, you don't remember that?
Yeah, I can't remember, but I can't remember the zip code.
Okay, can I have the year of your birth? Not your birthday, only the year you were born.
1957.
Oh, 57. Okay, thank you so much.
Okay.
Next question?
Yeah.
Okay, next question.
You can ask the question which you want to ask.
Yeah, when it comes to your race, how do you identify as white, black, African American, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
How do I recognize them?
Yeah, your race, do you identify as white, black, American, Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern?
Yeah, I usually recognize them.
No, your race. What is your race? How do you identify?
My race. My race, I'm black American.
Black, okay, thank you.
Next
question. Are you the parent? Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18? Yes or no?
Yeah, I'm the guardian, but it's over. It's all around the 2021.
Okay,
but not under.
Okay, thank you. What is the highest level of school that you have completed, or the highest degree that you have received?
I did a diploma.
Diploma? High school diploma?
College.
You.
I went to college.
College. Oh, college diploma. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or something else?
Yeah, I don't know because I haven't. I've never voted.
You never voted?
Yeah.
Okay. Thinking about the direction of your community, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which your community is headed?
Say again, satisfied? Which ones are you saying? Say them again, I hear.
Yeah, the direction of your community. Are you satisfied with everything that is taking place in your community and your neighborhood around you?
No.
You're dissatisfied?
Yeah.
Okay. Somewhat or very dissatisfied?
Because what is going on.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about the state of things in your community, do you expect things to get better or worse over the next year?
I hope you people can work together to be better, and we wish it to be better.
Okay. Much better or somewhat better?
It will be much better.
Okay, thank you.
If people can work together.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Now, do you think there are more what do you think are the most important issues facing your community today? I'm going to read a list, and then you stop me whenever you hear something that you agree with, okay? Do you think access to good jobs is a good idea? Protecting and expanding voting rights, reproductive or maternal health, reducing racism and discrimination? Any of those so far, ma'am?
Discrimination.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Next question. What initiatives will make you feel safe in your community? I'm going to read once again a list and you let me know, okay, which one you think is okay. Community-led violence prevention initiatives, decreased police presence, more employment opportunities for formerly incarcerated individuals, increased drug control and rehabilitation efforts statewide. Any of those so far, ma'am?
Yeah, there was one about the community because I didn't hear them,
yeah.
Huh?
Okay.
You want the community to be better, to have drugs, things like that.
Okay, thank you so much. Next question. What aspects of public safety do you believe are working well in your community? I'm going to read a list and you let me know what you think is working for your community, okay? Drug and substance abuse prevention, community engagement and cooperation, rehabilitation and reintegration efforts, mental health and support services, gun control measures, juvenile justice program, emergency response service, support for victims of crime, neighborhood watch initiatives, law enforcement programs. Any of those, ma'am?
There are so many, like, we don't want gun in violence. And another one is if the community can work together,
uh-huh.
It will make a nice place. So
okay.
There are many there, but I have just chosen those two.
Those two. Okay, thank you so much. Now, next question. Here are some public safety solutions that some communities have used. Which of the following do you believe will work in your community? I'm going to read and you let me know, okay? Diversifying police ranks, reducing traffic stops for non-emergency violations, funding to support families of victims of community and police violence, using social workers, paramedics, and mental health workers to respond to certain cases. Any of those so far, ma'am?
Well, can I see? You said number one. What was number one?
Diversifying police ranks.
Number two?
Reducing traffic stops for non-emergency violation. Number three, funding to support families of victims of community and police violence. Number four.
Number three.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Next question. What aspects of the K-12 education system do you believe are working in your community? Once again, I'm going to read the list, and you stop me whenever I get to the right statement, okay? You let me know which one you agree with. Black Center curriculum, quality of teachers, school safety and security, special education programs, a diverse range of free and affordable
school safety, because you see people running the children at school and the other things. So
yeah.
We need our
Thank
schools
you.
To have school safety for our kids.
Thank you so much. Next question. Do you agree or disagree with the following statement? There are not enough mental and physical health resources for K-12 students in our community. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I agree. We have so many mental cases in the community.
Okay. Do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I agree.
Okay. Strongly?
Yeah, it is strong. Like we have so many mental cases, health cases.
Okay, thank you. Which initiatives or programs do you think will be most helpful to support mental and physical health of students and your community? I'm going to read the list, and you let me know which one you agree with. School-based resources that help families discuss race and cope with racial stress. Access to quality after-school programs. Promoting mental health literacy for students, teachers, and caretakers. Mentorship programs. Access to culturally affirming curriculum. Walk-in counseling centers at school. Suicide intervention programs. Any of those, ma'am?
All of those are okay because number three, they're okay. I can agree.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Just so you know, we are almost done, okay? We almost finished. Here is a definition for the term restorative justice. Restorative justice is an approach to addressing conflicts, harm, and wrongdoing that focuses on repairing the harm caused to individuals and the community, rather than solely punishing the offender. It seeks to promote accountability, healing, and reconciliation among all parties involved. Do you support or oppose promoting restorative justice programs in schools? Do you support or oppose?
I support.
Okay, thank you. School resource officers are police officers hired by the local police department to work in school settings. Do you support or oppose the use of school resource officers in Minnesota schools? Do you support or oppose?
I support.
Strongly or somewhat support?
I support it strongly.
Okay, thank you so much. Do you support or oppose allowing school resource officers in Minnesota schools to use restraint such as chokeholds on students? Do you support or oppose?
To use what for students? I didn't hear properly.
Chokeholds. You know how they restrain some students when they try to act violent? Some officers have methods of dealing with students when they misbehave. And one of those methods is the chokehold. It's like they grab them by the throat and they try to help them calm down.
No, they have to. No, I don't agree.
You oppose?
I oppose because they can tell them in a nice way. They can hold them,
okay.
But not to focus on them on the.
Okay. Do you strongly oppose? Okay, thank you. Do you agree or disagree with the following statement? Black students in Minnesota schools are treated differently than students of other races. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I can't really tell because I don't have a child, but maybe I agree sometimes.
Somewhat, okay, thank you. Which of the following will most help you and your family feel economically secure? I'm going to read a list and you let me know, okay, what you think will help you. Help acquiring valuable job skills, financial literacy resources to reach financial goals, debt reduction, more opportunity to promotions and raises, ability to build an investment portfolio, support building a strong professional network, help starting or maintaining a business. Any of those, ma'am?
I think some are collective. Like, there are some which are true.
Okay, let me read it again. You let me know if you agree with number one, number two, number three, number four. You let me know that number, okay?
Okay.
Number one, help acquiring valuable job skills. Number two, financial literacy resources to reach financial goals. Number three, debt reduction. Number four, more opportunity to promotions and raises. Number five, ability to build an investment portfolio. Number six, support building a strong professional network. Number seven, help starting or maintaining a business. Which, what number you agree with?
I think number two.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following will be most helpful in combating the rising cost of living for you and your family? I'm going to read the list number by number, and you let me know what number you want me to mark, okay? Number one, subsidized public transportation. Number two, increased income-based housing program. Number three, universal basic income. Number four, universal health care. Number five, increased rental assistance program. Number seven, increased home ownership programs. Number eight, increased food assistance program. Number nine, increased statewide subsidized housing. What number you want me to mark?
I think, what was number four thing?
Number four, universal health care.
Yeah, you can mark that one.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, which of the following are the most important traits you look for in a neighborhood to live? Number one, neighbors who look like me. Number two, access to good schools. Number three, convenient public transportation options. Number four, access to parks or natural spaces. Number six, affordable housing options. Number seven, walkability. Number eight, friendly and supportive neighbors. Number eight, safety and secure surroundings. Number nine, employment opportunities nearby. What number you want me to mark?
I want to live in a community which is safe, safety.
Safety, okay.
Yeah. There are so many, but also safety is the most important thing. Because where you live, you want it to be safe, not to... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. We all want to be safe.
Yeah, everyone wants it to be safe, yeah.
Yes. Which of the following initiatives do you believe will be most helpful in allowing people in your community to buy their own home? I'm going to read the list number by number, and you let me know what number you want me to mark, okay? Number one, building more middle and low-income housing. Number two, making houses more energy efficient to save utilities. Number three, repurposing unused or abandoned land or buildings for affordable housing. Number four, teaching people about home ownership. Number five, giving incentives to companies who build affordable housing. Number six, setting rent control to allow people to save money for purchasing a home. And number, which one?
I think number one. I think I have another call which is very important.
We almost done. We only have four more questions. That's it, okay? Are you married, unmarried, single, separated, or divorced, or widowed?
Separated.
Okay. Including yourself, how many people currently live in your household? One, two, three, four, five, six, or more?
I have about three.
Three. Okay, thank you. How would you describe your employment? Are you working full-time, part-time, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, stay-at-home parent, or student?
I'm just at home.
At home, okay. Thank you. Were you born in the United States or not?
No.
Okay. Were your parents born in the United States or not?
No.
No. Okay. For whom did you vote in 2020? Did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else, or you did not vote?
When?
Back in 2020, did you get a chance to vote?
How
would you describe the area where you live? Is it an urban, suburban, small town, or rural?
It is just a city.
A city? Okay. Last year, in 2022, what was your total income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
I didn't tell you any.
No, how much money did you earn last year?
No, I didn't earn any money. I was not working.
Oh, you weren't working. Okay. Okay, yeah. That will conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your time, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye.